We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Caregiver Dave and Miss Annie. Dave, how are you? What's going on, man?
Awesome. Hey, just wondering. Another beautiful day in Los Angeles. What can I say?
Yes, exactly. And it's a beautiful day everywhere in the world, especially with Facebook being back, Dave. I don't know what I could do without it. I was on Clubhouse. Basically, they were talking the end of the world for over 5 hours in a room of 7,500 people on stage. So it was a pretty crazy day. Wow. This Clubhouse had a resurgence thanks to the outings of Facebook, Instagram. But I'm excited to welcome the program from New York's Million Dollar Listening on Bravo, Ryan Serhant. And Ryan's going to talk about a great honor that has happened to him. Ryan, thanks for stopping by. And it's great what you're doing and your philanthropic work. Ryan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here with you guys. I'm a big fan.
The honor is ours.
All right. We appreciate it. So Ryan, let's talk really quickly. Let's get into this specifically enough. The American Cancer Society selected you to be the 2021 National Ambassador for the annual Real Men Wear Pink program. Why did you get involved in this?
Oh man, a lot of reasons, other than the fact that it's a good thing to do. Right. We, my family and I and our business here in New York, try to be as philanthropic and charitable every year as we possibly can be. And, you know, at the beginning of this year, I was trying to think about, hey, what else can we do? Right. Going into this year. And I read a stat that said that due to the pandemic in 2020, 41% of Americans delayed medical care in the last year. Because of COVID and, you know, being afraid of going to doctors and hospitals. It's like, oh, that's crazy. 41%. That's a lot of people. And then like the next day I talked to a friend who said that she had just found out that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. It's like, are you kidding me? She said, yeah. And I skipped my mammogram the year before due to COVID, right? 2020. And, she's kicking herself that had she just gone, because she still could have, she just chose not to. She had gone last year, even just like in the summer when things were starting to get slightly back to normal, you know, she might've caught it early or had a much better diagnosis. And then I looked at my daughter, who's 2.5 years old, my first baby. And I looked at my wife and I looked at some research and saw that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. And that's a massive number, and it is the most commonly diagnosed form of cancer globally. And only women have to deal with it, which is not true because men can also get breast cancer. But because it's called breast cancer, men kind of take a step back and say, out of sight, out of mind, bro. And I said, okay, well, there's got to be something I can do here. And so I'm the national ambassador for the Real Men Wear Pink campaign this year, which means that as a man, I am bringing awareness to breast cancer research. And it's an honor, but it's also a privilege. And it's something very, very important that I'm working on.
Okay. Yeah. Are you the first man to have this honor? And is it a permanent thing? Are you the permanent Real Men Wear Pink guy?
No, I'm not the permanent Real Men Wear Pink guy. There are others, and there's been others every year. There's been a handful of just different people who, you know, have used their platforms to bring awareness, which is really what I'm working on doing too. You know, we have a large social media following and subscriber account across platforms, and people predominantly follow me for real estate advice and real estate sales and listings. And that's how people know me. And so it's nice for me to be able to take that following and really activate it as much as I can for something that's completely selfless.
Absolutely.
So what are your plans for this, especially talking about this month and everything, and what are you going to do to call to action for our listeners and viewers, and especially your fans?
Yeah, I would say, listen, if you are somebody who has experienced breast cancer firsthand, then you don't need me to tell you how serious, scary, and real it is. But if you're not, like, you need to understand that if you haven't been affected by breast cancer in some way yet, unfortunately, the odds say that you will be. So you can become a part of the solution now. You can go to Serhant, Erhant, which is my last name. S as in Sam, E-R-H-A-N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas, wearspink.com, and join my team. That's how it works. We set up a team, and you can join my team, and you can donate $5, $10, $25, you know, $10,000, whatever you want to do. Just every little bit counts. And I'm working to raise $75,000 for the American Cancer Society research by the end of October. I'm wearing pink every day to raise awareness. And that we've already raised just over $50,000 so far this year. This month, actually, as we get towards, you know, as we get into the thick of October. And so I need to raise a little over $25,000, but that shouldn't stop us. You want to raise as much as possible.
Yeah. Awesome. You have not personally been touched by anyone with cancer in your family?
Cancer has been in my family. Yes. Not breast cancer, not yet, fortunately. But again, the odds say that it's only a matter of time. But a very close friend of mine was diagnosed with breast cancer. I've had a lot of clients who've, you know, been through it and have lost loved ones to breast cancer. And remember, men can get breast cancer too.
That's right.
The percentage is much, much lower, but men can still get breast cancer. And this is more, you know, again, everyone says cancer sucks, right? Of course it does. But this is a predominant cancer that affects women. And I think that the men around the women who make them stronger should help, right? And should help to push to raise funds for research to eradicate this brutal disease.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you talk about men, I was watching yesterday, Nelly was involved talking about men's breast cancer and stuff like that. It's shocking to know that they do, because it's still not out there. And so what should men do in the same type of situation to get, when should they decide to get screened and stuff like that? Is that they had any?
I think the national average. Yeah. I think the national average for men and women is starting at around 40 years old. And if you go to American Cancer Society, just Google it, go to their website. They've got all the information there that's for free, but honestly, the best form of screening for everybody is yourself, you know, in the shower, like, you know, as you're soaping yourself up, don't go so fast. Like if you're a guy, like check your chest out and make sure you don't feel anything. And if you do, like, what's the harm in getting it checked out? You never, ever, ever know, you know. And there's so many countless brutal stories of men and women saying that they felt something, but it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like they were in pain. It wasn't like they stopped breathing. It wasn't like, you know, they felt sick in any way. And they thought, oh, maybe it's just like a deposit. Who knows? I'm getting older. And before they knew it, it had really metastasized into something much bigger. And had they just gone and gotten this little lump checked out, you know, they could have caught it much, much earlier. So like, I, you know, that's why that first stat that I mentioned really affected me. When I realized that because of the pandemic, 41% of Americans didn't seek their annual medical treatment last year. Like, do not be afraid of going to the doctor if you feel like there might be an issue. What's the worst case scenario, right? It could be really, really bad. What's the best case scenario? That the doctor tells you there's no issue and you go home? Okay, great. What did you really do? Half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, maybe listen to a podcast on your way there or back. Listen to Neil, like you'll live. Okay, that's the goal, right? To keep you alive and to keep your friends and family alive.
What was your first reaction when you found out that you were going to have this honor bestowed upon you? And what was the most shocking statistic, because there's many of them, that you learned from doing all this?
I would say, well, for one, I was just really happy. I was super excited because I know how to market, right? I'm a professional marketer. I'm a salesman all day, every day. You know, and instead of giving, you know, the national ambassadorship to just another celebrity who's going to, who knows what they'll do with it. You know, we really know how to use our platform because it's how we sell real estate. You know, I sold an $11 million apartment 2 days ago through Instagram in an hour. So we know how to raise money and we know how to sell things and using the platforms that we have now. But I think the stat, you know, that really kind of really got my attention the most, and I don't even think it's a stat. There was this amazing woman that I met who is a breast cancer survivor who works at American Cancer Society. And she came to our office and she said that she noticed her first lump when she was 13 years old.
Oh my.
But wasn't officially diagnosed until she was 30 years old, which is still incredibly young. But when she said that, 13, I immediately thought like, okay, that's my baby daughter in 10 years.
Sure.
That's insane. Like that's crazy. And that's a really, really scary thought. And it just kind of immediately like lit every fire underneath me, really, really, really hot. And I wanted to just push as much as I could.
Wow. Instagram yesterday, I bet you did not meet your sales quota with a down.
Yeah, no, we did. We still did. Okay. but yes, Instagram, Facebook, everything was down, totally insane. But I bet the guys that started TikTok were like jumping up and down for joy, huh? Like they were totally fine.
And as I talked about the jump on Clubhouse first and other people go in other places. But I think that everyone had that withdrawal for 5 hours and they all jumped back on. And I had that withdrawal checking my Facebook every hour and Instagram. And I'm like, Oh, it's not on. What's happening? So for you that lives on, that's an important platform, and other real estate people and real estate brokers out there need to learn from Ryan because he's the beast. If he can sell $11 million property off of Instagram in 1 hour, that's a good rate of return for using the time in Instagram. All right. So Dave has a caregiving question, and maybe he can point that towards more even in the way that he is really caregiving. Go ahead, Dave.
You know, I'm just an entrepreneur who owned 6 gas stations, a bunch of rental properties. When 25 years into my marriage to my beautiful wife, she had this headache for 3 days, turned into a stroke. She lost her speech, became paralyzed one side. And for the next couple of years, you know, it was pretty rough. The grief process almost broke up, but we hung in there. And I, like you, saw an opportunity to become Dave, the caregiver's caregiver. Now I help other caregivers stay alive. I found out a shocking statistic. 30% of them die before their loved ones do. My philosophy is if you're not a caregiver now, just wait. You're either going to become one or you're going to need one. Sure. How has caregiving touched your life? Or do you fear that caregiving will eventually, you know, maybe your parents or your grandparents are in that age bracket?
Yeah. You know, that's tough. So for one, I'm sorry you had to go through that. That's really, really, really hard. And that is a crazy stat. That 30% of caregivers actually pass before the person that they're caring after. That's nuts. That just kind of shows you what the work of being a caregiver and like the stress on the heart will do to somebody. But I think everybody needs an outpost, right? Everyone needs that outlet and a group to count on. And so I really commend you for what you're doing. I fortunately to this day have not had to be a caregiver for somebody. You know, my grandmother is currently in a nursing home in Wisconsin, but she's surrounded by great people and seems to have a better time there every day than she did when she was living at home. You know, she's like back, it's like back in school. She's got
sounds like a good one.
Yeah. She recently, she's 95 now.
Oh, God bless
her. A guy who she dated before he went off to World War. Before he went off to war anyway. I think it was Vietnam. They dated and then she never saw him ever again. After that, he went to Vietnam. They re-met and rekindled. Oh, wow. When he came to this nursing home in Wisconsin at like 92 years old.
Wow. Because of Facebook?
No, just because like they were, you know, both from Wisconsin, they went their own separate ways and now they're back and they recognized each other and, you know, catching up on life.
Wow. Sounds like a great movie.
It's like, so what have you been up to? Walk me through the last 60 years.
Oh, wow. So that's a great story. But you are a caregiver if you are in touch with her. So remember, caregiving doesn't have to be just physical. Yeah. It could be that FaceTime call. That could be that phone call, picking up and calling a loved one. That's caregiving as well. So Ryan,
support is so
important. You're the best caregiver when it's caring for people, especially with breast cancer awareness month. So where can we find information, Ryan? Best place right now to get involved. Go. Where can we go?
SirHantWearsPink.com. SirHantWearsPink.com. And there's links in there to get to American Cancer Society if you want to learn anything else about the organization and how much money they raise to be able to fund breast cancer research. But go to SirHantWearsPink.com. Join my team. Do it with me. Help me. Work with me. And let's raise as much money as we can to kick breast cancer's ass.
All right. We appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks for stopping by. That was the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. Take care, guys.